Deep Breath Gone Later.
Make it Aaron's intro music. 503-733-2970 is the Rick Emerson Show. I have good news for you, friends. Now, we have two big announcements.
Yes.
I don't even know if I want to make the first announcement, though, because Scotty's being an ass. I was about to say something very nice to Scotty and to offer him something that I think he would have liked. But no. Because he has to be difficult about it. So, Scotty, your announcement waits. I have this to say, though. I was going to wait until Monday to make it more dramatic, but I will now say this. Now, this is all I'm going to say, and I can't say no more. Now, as you know, and then we'll go to the Ministry of Truth in moments, then Aaron Geek in the City, Duran will join us. This ended up being a pretty good day, by the way. This show started off in the toilet, but I'm not man enough to admit that. But it's worked out well. As you know, Rick Emerson Listener Party 10 is coming up. Emerson History X happening Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Barracuda. It's going to be a comprehensive history of the Rick Emerson Show. With lots of exhibits, a whole bunch of stuff that you may not have seen before or seen in a long time. Artifacts, souvenirs, bric-a-brac, and memorabilia from the entire history of the Rick Emerson Show. All of us there, all your friends and neighbors, cast of thousands, people far and away, you know, who've been associated with the program over the years. Going to be doing some videotaped greetings. We're going to have some little sound exhibits you can listen to. There's going to be Emerson Starship, of course, closing it out with a huge set like they did last year at Cibolas, which is going to be fantastic. We'll talk more about that next week. Hit Me Baby is going to be doing the Hard Rock Britney Spears set halfway through. Clyde Lewis will be emceeing. Of course, there's always sluts and schoolgirl outfits. It's really going to be fantastic.
You're not supposed to say sluts.
Well, there's sluts on the inside.
Man.
Get it? On the inside.
Okay.
Ah! All right, so
that's
all coming up Thursday, April 19th. We can now confirm, and I won't say anything more than this, questions about this will not be answered, queries about this will not be returned, expansion upon this will not happen, I will not explicate this anymore, regardless of what you offer me. I can now say this, we have confirmed Susan Reynolds from CBS Radio Portland Marketing. Susan Reynolds just moments ago entered the studio during the break and confirmed that we will have what I must refer to as
stop.
A very special guest.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to be so excited.
At Listener Party 10. That's all I can say.
Can you say anything else?
All I can say. I can't say anything. You know I can't say anything.
I know.
I mean, I could, but I won't.
I know. It's true. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to tell them.
Nope. No, we can't reveal it.
I know. I wish that we could just say it and then just dump it.
Just to get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can only say this. We will be having a very special guest.
Oh, man.
At Listener Party 10. That's all I can say. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, will you please make
way? And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Offender who led police on a car chase that escaped after fighting off a deputy has been captured
in Gresham. Where else?
Ronald Michael Bowers wanted a whole bunch of
net over that whole city.
He led the deputy on a wild goose chase on Columbia River Highway about 4 in the morning Thursday. Then he lost control, crashed his pickup. Then he allegedly hit the deputy in the face, ran into the woods, then stole a truck to escape, they think. So they tracked him down to a home. In Northeast Hacienda Court, Gresham knocked on the door. Some 15-year-old girl answers, says, no, he's not there. Then shuts the door in the cop's face. Then they hear loud arguments. And a man leaves, climbing out a second-story window. Police fire beanbags at him. They finally get him. That was the same girl all the time. This 22-year-old apparently had some type of relationship with the 15-year-old girl, but this is Gresham. And officers allege he was, wait a minute. He was having a relationship with a 15-year-old girl and giving her mother drugs. Well, that makes sense.
Well, of course. I mean, 15-year-olds, you know, the mothers don't give them up for free in Gresham.
That's true.
It's true. Clearly it is true. They bartered back and forth. He offered money. She said no. He offered drugs. She said, Lucinda, get out here.
And that's the way it works then.
You know it's true. All right. Life is cheap, but daughters are not.
An accused grape thrower is free on bond. Agnes Hitchcock is charged with assaulted battery and disorderly conduct after allegedly throwing grapes at Detroit school board members during a meeting. A board member, Joyce Giles, says she was hit by the grapes and will not tolerate this kind of behavior. The grape thrower was apparently angry with the board's decision to close schools in their district.
There's a joke there about grape expectations, but I don't know what it is. Let's do one more and then we'll welcome Aaron Duran to the show.
Now, scientists are issuing dire warnings about the effects of global warming. An international group, the International Governmental Panel on Climate Change. That's a made-up group, it sounds like. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
That's a group that they made up because they owed somebody a favor and somebody demanded to be the head of some organization.
They probably get jealous of the Iraqi study group. They issued a report focusing on hardships, and it's going to affect poor people. So what do we care, actually? Poor people around the world where things are already going bad. Like in Bangladesh, people are either drowning or suffocating or starving. Same thing. It's not going to get any better.
There you go. Bam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Scotty, would you please... Scotty, if you're not too busy being a goddamn whiner, would you please welcome, bring Aaron Geek and the City Duran to the studio? In the meantime, Jerry, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello there.
Hello, Rick. I really love your program.
Thank you.
According to my connections, I know two things. Okay, one, Scotty J has amounted to Jack Squat.
Okay.
Okay, two, I know who the special guest is going to be.
Okay.
Going to be Sanjaya Melchior from American Idol.
Yes, that's exactly who it's going to be.
I'm sorry, that was just too evil, but I had to say it.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Greatest show ever, dude.
Thank you. There you go. Kelly, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hey.
Well, I was doing good. So I heard that you guys had this surprise guest for your listener party.
Yes, a surprise guest whose identity we cannot and will not reveal, no matter what people offer us, no matter what shekels people wave our way. The identity of the special guest will not be revealed.
It's the greatest thing ever.
It is the greatest thing ever. Kelly that doesn't even get to go to the damn party.
Oh, that's right, because you are underage. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thanks for rubbing them in.
Well, it's what I do.
But also, I know you guys are always like on Scotty's case about his music choices and stuff.
We're on his hooch.
On his cases?
Yes.
And I was just wondering, I'm young, so I only listen to really the stuff that my mom used to listen to. So what do you guys like listen to nowadays? I mean, do you guys just stick with the old stuff, or like personally?
Are you speaking to us as though, when you say, what do you guys listen to these days, is the question really, what do you old people listen to?
No, because I like my mom's generation of music.
Yes.
I mean, How old is your mom? She's 40.
So she's Scotty's age.
Almost your age.
So Scotty could be your dad.
Scotty could be my dad.
How horrifying. Yeah. I don't know, maybe next week we'll talk about this a little bit, because I had somebody emailed me a similar question the other day.
Oh,
so
did they?
We might address this maybe sometime next week.
We can do our own top five.
We're
listening to you right now.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
We'll do our personal top fives. It's been a long time since we've done that. We'll do our personal top fives next week.
And even though I'll be drinking by myself at my house, I hope you guys have fun at your party.
Fantastic. Aww. Well, it's good to know that you'll be hungover the next day, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Let's see if I have, do I have something here? We have music with which to welcome Aaron?
Don't you have his Geek in the City?
With the whole, there we go.
Like you did by the
Aaron, Geek in the City, Duran from Trophy Radio. Hello, sir.
How you doing, man?
What's up with you?
I'm good.
Special guest.
I can't hear a thing.
Listener Party 10.
You can't hear anything?
No.
Special guest, Listener Party 10.
I know who it is.
Do you?
I do.
All right, let's turn off all the microphones.
Hold on. Did Scotty tell you, or is this a guess?
No, actually, I guess.
Let me ask you this. Did you guess, and did he confirm?
Yes.
Scotty, you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have ratted Scotty out, huh?
Such an ass.
Scotty, you're not giving him a special surprise.
I'm not giving you the surprise that I had all prepared for him.
Delete that Zubo song.
Totally. Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Now I feel like an ass.
I was going to play the zebra song, and I was going to reveal a special surprise for you, Scotty J, which
I
will now...
He doesn't deserve...
I will not...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So what is the deal? You confirmed the special guest for Aaron? I mean, look, we love Aaron, his family, and so forth. We got to keep it a secret.
Well, I just told the listener that called in that I didn't know who it was, so...
Well, but that's stupid.
So we're in there talking, and he goes, I know.
And then in the next breath,
he goes, I know.
So now the listener thinks that you're a liar as well.
Exactly. He goes. I know who it is.
Don't and say it, looks Scott. So,
I won't. But
don't.
Looked,
yeah, don't identify who it is in any way.
But he looked so convincing. When he said he knew who it was. That he extracted it out of me.
He extracted it out of me. My people's power over the white man is strong and true.
You will tell me the identity of the special
but,
guest.
Am I right in the second that I said something? You is that the exact same person, or did I just?
I'm
tell
not saying
you?
Anything. I know how to keep a secret.
But you know.
So it's already leaked out from the show.
No.
It has. Aaron knows. Now I have only Aaron's word that he won't reveal it.
Have I ever revealed anything?
No.
Well.
But I'm saying.
Well, I know what happens in season 6 of The Shield?
No. And I deleted that. I deleted that without even reading it.
There was nothing there.
Okay, so Scotty, you can't just go telling anybody else about it because it won't be a surprise.
He knew.
He lied.
I can't believe
Scotty,
it.
Scotty, people lie sometimes.
So that was his cunning. That was his cunning trick. Is he just lied?
Yeah.
And you believed it.
Well, I believed he knew, and I thought we were on like the same wavelength or something there.
Scotty, I will never be on the same wavelength. Sorry. Although I do applaud you for eating real, quote, real Mexican food now with your Taco Bell bowl.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we shouldn't punish Scotty. He didn't know what he was doing.
Right. So can I have my surprise?
No. I ate all my beans today, my cream.
I don't even know. And you were pissy about me not playing the zebra song.
I wasn't pissy.
You were. You stomped out.
You never hit the chorus.
Clutching your fists into tiny little points of rage.
Well, I'm the one who had to hear it.
You guys were like, what's that song about? And we never heard it.
We got busy talking about the Hooch song. So
I think it was the Men at Work that really caught your fancy.
I don't even really know that you deserve the surprise.
I don't even think. No, I'm kind of actually a little uneasy after hearing that music.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think Scotty should be punished.
Well, there goes somebody's weekend show.
We're going to put that on the back burner.
Yeah, seriously. We're going to table this until next fiscal year, Scotty. All right. Well, what do you think, sir? Does Scotty deserve a treat?
He probably doesn't, but I think that he really just didn't mean to tell Aaron. I think he got tricked. I think Aaron was being a little mean.
I'm using my bedroom eyes on Scotty.
No, don't ever say that.
Divulge the information.
All right.
No, it was like, I know who it is. You know, totally convincing. And I'm like, you know who it is, right?
Oops.
That's kind of how that
works. Okay, but here's the thing. You were listening when we just said, like, hey, 5 minutes ago, Susan Reynolds came in and confirmed that we have the special guest.
Right, but how do
and
I know
I didn't
you
talk
didn't
to Aaron
to
after...
That's the thing. I didn't know that.
Because he's... But, good God.
I get it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't believe in... Okay, here's
I will
the
never
thing.
Tell again.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll give
I'll
you your special surprise, Scotty. I will give you your treat.
It's like a prize in a Cracker Jack box.
I'll give you your
special surprise. Gonna come off with water. I'll give you your treat if you can spell the word gigabyte.
G-I-G-A.
Well, let me move the fries.
G-Y-T-E.
Very good. Very good. Well done.
And he's clapping for himself.
All right, you can't clap. Can I do this? Go.
Right.
Do it,
you can't clap for yourself.
I can't do that.
Come on, yeah, you can.
You have to stand on one foot, too.
No.
Okay.
I mean, how much punishment can a guy take?
I think we're going to find out. Just stand on one foot. Stand on one foot just for a second. Now hop.
You can't hold your foot.
Okay.
Fantastic.
This is awful. I'm
barking like a dog.
No.
I have a new toy. All right.
Wind me up, Scotty.
All right, so here's the deal. Let's all stop and get all of ourselves. Two separate things. One, just about 10 minutes ago with Susan Reynolds from CBS Radio Market, CBS Radio Portland Market, we have confirmed the attendance of a mystery guest at a Rick Emerson Listener Party 10, Thursday, April 19th. Now, we will not reveal who this is, will we, Scotty?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I might be wrong. I'm wrong.
You're not. Just stop. It's just make a pledge now that you're not going to tell anybody else.
Even if they look at you.
Just set aside a different person in your mind and just make that your default setting, like that's the person.
David Lee Roth.
Okay,
yes,
there you go.
Exactly, it's David Lee Roth.
Okay, so Aaron, so since you do know and you're not going to tell anybody, how cool is that?
That's pretty fantastic.
Isn't it the best thing?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's great. I can't wait.
It's sweet.
I don't want to say, because
yeah, we can't go
you say more and it gives away everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be badass.
Yeah.
So, all right, there you go. All right, Scotty.
I feel like I ruined somebody's birthday.
It's true. You're a horrible person. And so you don't deserve what we're about to give you.
You know, Jesus died for you, and this is the best you can do.
It really is true.
Way to go. Good Friday.
It's good for you. You got the answer.
Why is it called Good Friday? You'd figure it'd be called Bad Friday. I wonder if Jesus knew that as he was being crucified.
Hey, this is Good Friday, isn't it? Yeah! Yeah! Ow!
Probably because it's sunny and I get to go golfing.
It's totally funny. See, because it's not so good for him. All right, Scotty. Listener Party 10 coming up Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Barracuda. Scotty J.
Are we going to ask him or tell him?
We're going to ask him because he'll say yes.
Okay.
Scotty J.
Scotty J.
Guess who is DJing Listener Party 10?
Jen Lane.
It's you.
What? Yeah. Scotty J and his mobile DJ unit.
Scotty J, you and your wheels of steel, entertaining and rocking the crowd as only Scotty J, Northwest Mobile DJ, can.
Scotty, will you DJ for us?
Scotty J is the DJ.
I was hoping to party, not DJ.
Oh, screw you. Know, I was bringing a drink.
What the?
You don't have to DJ the entire time.
I think that's great. I'll...
No, you are an ass. You know, hundreds of people, an appreciative crowd, lots of drunk sluts.
You know, people will probably approach you for their weddings and...
Probably get business out of it, or business, as the kids say.
And then you got to say yes, because you know what? When you DJ these things,
you don't buy a single thing.
No, he clearly doesn't want to do it.
You know,
I think Lionel will do it.
Do you realize now? Look, I don't mean to be all about the glory of us, and I don't mean to be just like we're the biggest thing on earth or whatever. You know, whether it's bands and people who are asked to say, hey, you know, we'd love to be involved with the listener party, or hey, can we do a little something? A lot of people find that it's an enjoyable thing. So a lot of people, Scotty, view this as something that they would like to do, to be involved with the listener party on some level. Here we are offering you. Even
this guy just wants to go out and get wasted and not do anything.
So just on a silver platter,
like,
I say.
You're working at the listener party, too.
Yeah, I say, would you like to have a stage, a pedestal, one might even say, from which you can entertain the masses?
With your own microphone.
With your own microphone, using your own, you know, your own DJ skills, and now you got to treat it like I'm asking you to go out and turn over the compost heap back.
No, that, I think it's great.
I do. But you're not convincing it. No, I rescinded the offer.
No way. He's totally doing it because he doesn't want to.
Well, because you're acting like it's a big chore.
No, I think it's great. Yeah.
No, it's not. You don't really sound like you think it's
great. It's like you've just turned down the head of the five families. You better watch your back as you walk down the street now.
I'm honored.
I think it's cool.
We've been excited. We've been planning this. We have meetings that last hours talking about what we think the people and what we think would make other people on the show happy. And we thought that you'd like that.
Yeah.
But you don't. You'd rather just drink because the missus is going to be watching the kids.
You want to sit there at a table and drink yourself blind. Give money to some chick to go fetch you drinks from a bar.
That sounds like fun. No. We'll figure it out. I'm curious to see how it's going to work, because I got to set up and do all that, so.
Aren't you a mobile DJ?
Yeah.
Haven't you already done this?
Right, but, you know, doing the show and then trying to get set up in between the show and that takes a little bit of work, so we'll see.
You got 4 hours.
You are such a negative Nelly.
No, I'm not. I think it's great.
You don't sound the least bit excited about this.
I just got to figure out how to do it.
It's your job.
It's a job. You've been a DJ for like 15 years.
All right. Cool. I like it. I do like it. Thank you.
Hi, Rick Emerson. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bob. How you doing?
Hi, how can I help you, sir?
Well, I'm just wondering how the traffic is. I'm down here to fix the Oregon Spring Brew Fest, and I'm getting ready to leave, so I want to know how I-5 North is looking.
Sounds like you've already been at the Brew Fest.
What?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, dude.
Right, well, thanks. Traffic's backed up all the way to the band field.
Maybe he really needed help.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Sid.
Hey, Sid. How can I help you?
Well, I think we can make everyone happy here if we have Scotty drink as much as he can while he's doing it, have people see if they can just convert him into a train wreck.
Yeah, I don't know that would take a lot of work. It doesn't even sound like it's a thing he's going to be interested in doing. It sounds now like a thing that he doesn't want to do.
Tell him there's alcohol connected with it.
Could you be less enthusiastic?
You are like the worst thing ever today.
No, I'm not.
Just an ass.
Have him park cars or something.
Seriously, I like the way you think. All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, hi, Rick Emerson Joe. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mud. It was like 24 hours ago to the minute that I called up to endorse Scotty J. I'm probably going to have to take those comments back.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, at least I got a day out of it.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
I wouldn't use him for for any event ever. You get something like this, free advertising, show off your skills, and he pretty much just took a big dump about it.
Yes.
Forget it. He's out. He just lost a lot of money, dude, right there.
Sorry, Scotty,
love you, but you lost a ton of money.
I didn't take a dump about it. I was kind of
You're crying like a little, oh, my God, I got to actually work. You know how much of my company like to get some free advertising? Are you kidding me? Come on, Scotty, we love you, but you're out. Sorry.
Thank you. That had the tone of, it's not like he made the decision for us. That had the tone of finality
to it. You
know
what we should do? We should actually try and find, recruit somebody who does want the...
Maybe there's another mobile DJ service out there.
We can just put Scotty to work doing something else the entire time.
Maybe you can get drinks for her, the DJ that we end up bringing.
Exactly, something that doesn't involve playing music or drinking freely. We can find something backstage for you to do.
The DJ, by the way, that never actually pays for their drinks, as I've done it before.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Too late.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Hi.
Hi.
Hi. No, sorry, that's Chris. I was going to say two words why he should not.
Okay.
Steely Dan.
I'm sorry?
Why he should not.
See, that's the other thing about being a DJ is you're allowed to kind of play the music you want. You're allowed to kind of set the tone and the vibe. It's a position many people would be honored to have.
You can play your zebra song.
Yeah,
it's an honor.
It'd be like Hendrix turning down Woodstock or
that's
something.
That's what I'm saying, my friend. All right, thank you.
All right.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, this is Benjamin from the Mighty Southeast.
Hi.
How's it going? I got a question and a request. First, I've been working on some lyrics for that Red Hot Pistol song. That's why I haven't submitted it yet, is I don't want to look like an ass on the air, so I'm trying to refine the lyrics. Where do we send those submissions to once we get it done?
To RickEmersonSinger@Yahoo. That's all one word. RickEmersonSinger@Yahoo.com.
Okay, I'll send that along when I got it done.
All right.
And the request is, I am taking my first plane flight ever next week to go to, of all things, a funeral in California.
Uh-huh.
And during this next week, I would like you to play in its entirety the Blood Rock song, DOA.
Uh-huh.
So that I can snatch it from the MP3 and put it on my MP3 player and listen to it on the plane.
All right, I'll play it sometime next week.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, one more and then we'll break. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. Scotty, stop being a douche. DJ the party. Be happy about it. Be thrilled.
I
wanted to also say that I-5 lined with cops, man. Just call a cab.
Excellent.
Call a
cab. All right. There you go. Thank you. All right. There you go. Let's take a break. We'll come back with Aaron Geek in the City Duran and his review of a Grindhouse. All right. You stay there. Back after this is the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. Damn, this Chex Mix is great.
Did you eat that entire bag?
Almost. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
I've almost eaten this entire bag just during the commercial break. God damn, I'm disgusting.
You know, every time you play this bumper music, I just make transforming sounds in my head.
Do it.
Nerd.
Wait, I gotta go back. What do you think about Fatboy's claim that it's gonna do 145 in 5 days?
I think you're gonna lose.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think it's not because drop off after the first couple of days?
No, I don't, and not because of our age group. You're forgetting the...
Damn, man.
Children.
That's right.
Children, because you think that Transformers went away. It hasn't. There's been the toys never gone away, and there's still like 8-year-olds that wake up at 6 a.m. to watch Transformers Armada. And they're going to be dragging their parents to watch it.
Fair enough. All right, welcome to Rick Emerson Show. Shannon, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
We're fine. Scotty, Jason, ass.
Someone's getting fatter.
Yeah, I noticed. Well, I was thinking since Scotty J was such an ass, maybe you should make him douche his nose at the party.
I'm a big fan of that idea.
Over his DJ equipment.
I'd pay money to see it.
Excellent. We'll start a collection.
For the children.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Shannon. God bless you.
Thank you.
That's Shannon. All right. There you go. All right. Tim Riley, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
And yourself? I'm unclear about whether you've prepared another exciting installment of the Mystery Truth or...
Oh, okay. Awesome. Oh, you bet.
You were just sort of leaning back in the chair, just sort of gazing at the ceiling
it's
contentedly.
It's because I make it look so easy.
It's true, ladies and gentlemen. Pay heed!
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Like an old tire, a dead body has washed up in the river in Milwaukee. Apparently, they think this is the same guy who jumped in the river in the same spot a couple of weeks ago to avoid the police. So far, nobody misses this dead body, so it just might be. Superman suit. The original Christopher Reeve for a Superman suit has sold for $115,000, far more than its projected $50,000 price tag. By contrast, the costume worn by George Reeves in the 1950s Adventures of Superman brought in around $130,000 in 2003. So which Superman is worth more? A rare Winky costume worn in the 1939 movie classic The Wizard of Oz matched the Superman gear, selling for the same price of $115,000. The Winky character was a guard who protected the Wicked Witch of the West.
Rick, stop.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so Munchkin went more than the Man of Steel?
Yes,
unfortunately. And whose costume was more? George Reeves?
Yes. Well, he was the better Superman.
And well, that price includes dry cleaning.
Yeah.
That's one of those big bags, too.
Yes, it is. I've almost eaten the entire thing. Let's do one more, shall we?
Just tip in your mouth and be done with it.
Shut up. Just get a feed bag.
I thought we were going to diet before the listener party.
Yeah, it's not really working.
Yeah, okay.
Well, fans still idolize Sanjaya. This is that that hairy American Idol kid. The much maligned singer who stunned viewers last week by sporting a funky mohawk-type hairdo, is this an old story, is alive and well. Well, I guess not. He's still alive. On Idol for another week after Illinois native Gina Cloxton was booted off the show. Cloxton's departure leaves eight contestants battling for the Idol crown, including Malachar, who's inspired both admiration and division among friends for his questionable singing talents and ever-changing hairstyle.
Malachar?
I barely knew her.
Sorry.
Okay.
I think we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, world's greatest newsman, Tim Riley.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
No, thank you. All right.
Sanjaya's sister is hot.
Is she?
But I do not believe she is a DJ.
Big knockers.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Indian girls are hot.
Yeah,
Indian
they are.
Girls are really, really hot. I went to school with an Indian girl who is just the most beautiful. I mean, it's just, you know.
No, they all look like Wonder Woman.
All of them. All Indian
all
girls
Indian
look
women
like
look
women.
Like Themyscira princesses.
No, it's true. But I mean, it just there's something. I don't know what it is, man. There's something about Indian girls that I mean, when they're beautiful, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. All right. Well, so you saw Grindhouse.
I saw Grindhouse.
This past week.
Man. 3.5 hours that I want to live over and over and over again.
Really?
Oh, it's so fantastic.
Fantastic.
It is
Tarantino and Rodriguez.
Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez.
Now, is it true that if it's successful, these pseudo trailers in the middle are going to get made into their own films?
Yeah, it is going to happen. At the very least, I think Rodriguez has said that even though it doesn't do very well, he's going to turn his... Because he did a trailer also. He's going to turn his trailer into at least a direct-to-DVD movie. And his was, they call him Machete, stating Danny Trejo, which I love that guy. He's the knife thrower that Rodriguez puts in every single one of his movies. Right, with a big old tattoo on his chest.
And there's some Rob Zombie thing about hot Nazi girls.
Hot, werewolf Nazis of the SS. With Nicolas Cage as Dr. Fu Manchu.
Right on. Hey, is there somebody eating a baby in this movie?
That was in the Werewolf Nazis, and they made them cut it.
They made them cut it.
Yeah, no, I know. They took it out the last minute. It's going to be in the Canadian version, but not in ours.
Sons of bitches.
Right. So, yeah, the other trailers was Eli Roth, his version of Thanksgiving, which is... really disgusting and fantastic.
Right. Thanksgiving was like Black Christmas, right? One of those holiday-themed slasher films?
Yeah, pretty much, which makes more sense. You know, you got flesh and knives, and it's all carvy,
cool.
Carvy chumpy.
Is there anything else happening, anything being released this weekend that's good that I had to care about?
No, that's it. Grindhouse is the only thing opening this week.
Horribly bloody and wonderful.
Oh, I heard it's the most violent thing.
It's the most violent, but this sounds really weird, but it's kind of like watching a really bloody Warner Brothers cartoon. The Rodriguez one is. The blood and gore in the Rodriguez movie is so over the top that you can't really... You're grossed out for a split second, and then you're laughing.
Right on.
You know, when a head gets blown off, the blood covers like 30 yards.
That's fantastic.
You know, chunks go flying everywhere. The Tarantino one, the gore that kicks into his is a little bit more realistic. His slows down a little bit more because it's got that Tarantino dialogue and he just can't avoid doing
it. Right, totally.
But when the car stuff kicks in, you are on the edge of your seat. I haven't seen a car chase done this well in... decades.
Excellent.
It's like Bullet. I mean, it's on that level of car chase.
Really? Now, that's a high bar to set.
Bullet, Vanishing Point, the original Gone in 60 Seconds. He's captured that type
all
of
right.
car chase, yeah.
Do you guys have a review up at filmfeverradio.com?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
No, Scott's out of town. I've got to record a solo one this weekend. It's chaos right now because we're moving and
right.
everything's a mess right now, which sucks.
Let's get Sean. Hey, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey.
Wait, what's
that? That Sanjaya's sister's like 20 years old and works at a Hooters and up in Tacoma, I think.
That's like three layers of gray right there.
In Tacoma.
Yeah.
That means she's cheap.
I think that's where they're from,
totally.
Isn't it?
Because, yeah, in Tacoma, they're all grubby in Tacoma. they're from Federal Way, yeah, so close enough, yeah.
I didn't know Tacoma had
Indians. Yeah, so Tacoma, same thing.
Is there a photo of her somewhere?
It's on the Comcast.
God, I sound like a stalker this week.
It's
worth it. It's worth it.
All right. it's worth the prison time. Thank you, John.
Hey, no problem. Thanks.
I found her because someone looped a YouTube video of her clapping in a special way.
Oh, looped.
Looped. What did you think I said?
Nothing.
Loop?
Loop. It's a P. Huh?
No. Yeah, right.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. Oh, let's real quickly talk to our good friend and compatriot, Scott Daly, who's, you are in traffic in Las Vegas, sir.
Yes, sir, I am. Hello, everybody.
How are things, my friend?
Good, good. It's a nice overcast day here on the Strip in Vegas.
So you missed Grindhouse.
Don't even.
Like a little punk, you missed it.
You know what? And I was just sitting here hoping, I call in after Aaron's review of the film, and I'm just sitting here just like, freaking out, like, damn it, no!
Well, it's, I hate to cut you out, but we do have to break in like 5 seconds, but...
That's fine. I just want to call and say, hey, Aaron, thanks for holding down the show this week, and hope everyone is having to have a lovely, lovely day.
All right, my friend, enjoy Vegas. We'll see you next week.
All right.
There you go,
bye.
Scott Daly. We've got to break. Back after this. It's 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. We return next. Into the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Aaron Geek in the city of Duran.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, listen, on Quentin Tarantino's film, he used the 70 Challenger for Vanishing Point in honor of Vanishing Point that had to go against Kurt Russell.
He used a Charger.
Charger, I said that.
Yes. What? Yeah, God took care of that for us. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Don't call. We'll be back Monday. Don't forget tomorrow, Car and Driver Radio, live with Alan Taylor, 6 to 9. And then our good friend Dennis Bitzenbarger, sitting in this very same seat between 9 and 11, talking all things automotive. FilmFeverRadio.com, there's some crap up there, but none of it current. So.
None of it current. We're going to have a new show this weekend. We're going to have, like, episode 49.5.
Excellent.
Gonna do a little half. Dennis is going to love Death Proof.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to weep like a little girl because, you know, it's a car chase, so things go boom.
Totally.
It's going to break his heart.
DJ, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to Jack Squad!
Really truer now than ever before. Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
All right, so we now welcome again to the Rick Emerson Show, Scotty J.
Yeah,
so,
turn yourself on.
So, Scotty.
Yes.
So, here's the thing. So, it's fine. We've moved on. It's all right. I've received several offers now from other mobile DJ companies.
Wow.
And so, we're just going to have, we're going to have to recruit one of them.
I don't know why you thought that I didn't appreciate it.
Because we've seen excited Scotty, and we've seen not excited.
I thought it was great. I'm like, wow, that's an honor.
In no way did you act like it was great. You acted like it was a huge chore.
No,
you
I
acted
didn't.
Like it was not a thing. You, is this, let me ask you this.
I'm super grateful.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. Is this because you just want to be able to sit and drink yourself into a stupor while leering at the bosoms of other women?
No. I just, a couple things went through my mind, like how's it going to work? I mean...
How does it work at other DJ events?
I set up a couple, 2-3 hours.
You'll have 4 hours.
Yeah.
From 3 to 7. 4 hours right there. Bam.
Right.
Next issue?
And then how does it work? I mean, because you've got all these bands
you
playing.
You keep asking how it right. works as though you've never done a DJ gig before.
Not like this.
Yeah, you get up there. It's, you know, the things happen. When things aren't happening, bam, there you are. Wheels of steel. Scotty J.
Steeler's wheel. Yeah.
What?
It's a Reservoir Dogs thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So, cool. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
You keep saying we'll talk about it. I don't understand what that means.
Is this not a CBS event?
Really, it is. Are you not a CBS employee?
Yes.
All right, well.
You can just... Is there not rank?
No, I'm great. I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you. I do. I don't know how to sound more sincere than that.
True. Forget it. You fool no one. Doesn't matter.
I don't get it.
All right. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. Our somewhat ungrateful PA is Scotty J. And, of course, the gatekeepers, Dave Zinn, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran at geekinthecity.com and filmfeverradio.com. We want to thank Jim Roop. We want to thank whoever the hell else, Ed McCarthy and Lisa Goddard. We'll see you Monday. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. And please, try to help the retarded. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. Bye, kids.
Scotty J's a douche. Have a nice weekend.